Just, I guess everyone, most of the people in the community would go to it. Most
of
the young people.
Yeah, the young people would go.
But, you know, when you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
That's the tow.
Uh-huh. What about, when you have a horse pulling a buggy?
Chaise, put chaise in, put the gallon and put chaise, run the chaise in there.
Mm-hmm.
They go on each side of the horse.
Uh-huh. Say, before you can hitch a horse to a wagon or buggy, you have to do what to him?
Put the gear on.
Uh-huh. Or you say, I have to, what, my horse? I have to.
You have to gear him up before you can put them in. Gear him up, and then...
Mm-hmm. What different gear do you put on him?
I name it one kind of gear.
Yes, sir. Buggy gear.
Yeah, buggy gear, and wagon gear. Wagon gear, they like you use for, I tied a plow, except britching. They call it britching they put on them.
Mm-hmm. The buggy gear is different?
Mm-hmm.
Say, if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook onto the...
Buggy?
No.
Well, there's
a sangle tree.
They hook onto the sangle tree.
Uh-huh. What if you have two horses?
Well, they got a tongue in it.
Uh-huh.
Put one on each side of the tongue.
Tree.
Got a double tree, and they got a tongue going between it, and that double tree runs across and one on one side and the other on the other side.
When you have a sangle tree hooked onto the double tree, and you hitch the horse to the sangle tree on each side, each end of the double tree.
Mm-hmm. Say, if you have the wheels of the wagon, the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit into that run across, you call that the holds one wheel to the other, like
no,
that.
Axle.
Uh-huh. What, the parts of the wagon wheel, the outside part that touches the ground, that's called...
That's a wheel.
Uh-huh. Well, inside you have the hub, then the spokes come out. And they fit into the...
It's the hub. It goes on the wheel. Wheel goes on the hub.
Mm-hmm. Then the spokes come out of the hub. Mm-hmm. What? They fit in the hub and then the...
They go all around. Just like you take that there and the spokes would go all around, come all around in
here.
Yeah,
she asked you, what was that?
Oh, what was it?
On the inside of that tar on the wagon, that wood piece.
What did he call that thing then?
I forgot what. I forgot
what they did call that thing then. They don't call it what to do now.
Uh-huh.
Been so long.
What about the metal part that touches the ground on the wheel?
And that's tar.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a felly?
What?
A felly or feller? Or rim?
Rim, yeah, they're rim.
Rims comes on the inside of that tar.
Yeah, rim comes on the inside of that tar.
The rim's the wooden piece?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say, if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and I...
Drag it out.
Okay, so if you did that, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and then I... Did what?
Drag it out.
Pulled it out.
Uh-huh. And you say, we have what? Quite a few logs out of that road. We have...
You can take a chain and pull them out, though. Oh. Take our horses and take a chain, hook it to them, drag them out.
Uh-huh. Or you say, well, that log has to be what out of that road?
Pulled.
It has to be pulled out of the road.
Or it has to be... Another word you could use. If you use the word drag, you'd say,